Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Start the show with one of the all-time Gator haters right behind Walt Kaczewski and me, Don Bailey Jr. DBJ, good evening. How are you?
Very good, Joe. I saw Paige last night and at the retirement party for Coach Meyer, and now I know why she was smiling ear to ear the whole night. She's coming off a big win over the University of Florida, so I'm awfully happy for her.
Man alive. Every year, this is the 15th time she's gone to the Sweet 16.
Well, let me tell you, I've known her for so long, but I enjoy the way that she coaches, and I really do. I like her intensity. I like the way that she handles the program. And she has always been just in tune and to the point. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts if you're playing for her. I mean, she gives it to you straight. She has great expectations. She coaches you as hard as she expects you to play. And I don't think as a player that you can ask for any more than that. And she has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, I would agree with you. In an era where they say, oh, you can't coach kids hard, she coaches them hard.
Well, she does. And I mean, because of where they work out with the track and she's running the tennis players and doing their conditioning, I've watched that aspect of it. You know, I'm not talking so much on the court side of it. I'm talking off the court and in the classroom and the expectations that she has. And, you know, those players that are representing the University of Miami tennis team, she's not going to let them embarrass that university on the court or off the court or in the classroom or in the community. I mean, she's one that you would just drop your child off and as a kid and you pick them up as an adult. And that's about the highest compliment you can pay.
Well, let's talk about football for a moment. On August 31st, the University of Miami will kick off the season against the Florida Gators. So it's an early start to the season, August 31st. That, therefore, I guess, training camp probably starts late July. Whenever it starts, whenever that first practice is, you know where I normally go with you. Even though I like offense, you go to the offensive lineman, and for 20 years I've been going out there to find a defensive tackle. Well, first day of practice, Don, you are going to escort me over, and we're going to take a look at Simeon Barrow, who is the latest addition in the transfer portal at defensive tackle.
You know, I don't know that the world of fans – realizes how important a signee this was. I mean, to me, if you and I go back your 20 years, or go back since day one with Coach Snellenberger, you know, the new era, that when Miami won, Miami had defensive tackles. Well, and the list is a who's who among that position. You go, you know, all the way back to Jim Burt, but heck, before that, it's the Reuben Carters and the Latimers and the Edwards and all those D linemen. And Joe, you have to have that position on defense. And so many people in today's world are so concerned, are not as concerned about it. I'm talking about in fandom. But to me, you get that position squared away, you have got some opportunity to do some great things.
Well, we've been talking for years about several things, and I think Mario is addressing all of them. Okay, mm-hmm. How many times have you heard me say, and you said, need a running back that can go the distance, give you the home run? I think Damian Martinez might check that box. Need a wide receiver, you know, catch it on a slant, take it all the way. Maybe Sam Brown checks that box. Need a quarterback that understands what's coming his way, what the defense is doing, guy that can get the ball down the field, got Cam Ward. So we need to be bigger, need to be stronger. Take a look at the offensive line. They're enormous. Got to get older. We've done that through the check that box through the transfer portal as well.
Yeah, there's not, you know, he's got a blueprint, and he's filling in the pieces, and they are constant. He is constantly trying to improve the roster, and he's transparent about it. I mean, he tells the people, the kids when they're, and the parents when they're getting recruited, we want you here. This is the program that we run. This is where we're going. We'd love you to be with us, but here's what you need to do. Here's the commitment level that you need to have. And sure enough, he's coming true. And you look at this team, and just, you know, the biggest thing I took away from spring football that people told me, I realize this because I'm out there all the time, is they said, my God, we're bigger. Well, we are bigger. And it's a big man's game. And you got bigger in the backfield. You got bigger at the receiver spot. You've got bigger at defensive line. You have upgraded. You got bigger at center. We brought in a center, you know, from Indiana. So everybody that he has brought in through the portal is, in my opinion, is a huge upgrade, as well as a need.
Yeah, no. Brought in Alderman from Louisville. We saw him a year ago. Played well, yeah. Very well against the University of Miami.
Yeah, big physical guy, and you know he's going to add depth, and he's going and look, I imagine he can be a starter at some point. You know, he's very competitive. He's familiar with the conference, and here's the best part about it: the receiver has a relationship with the offensive coordinator. The linebacker already has a relationship with the linebacker coach. You've got a situation where you have a familiarity with the offense, a familiarity with that defense. And look, they brought a young man in, I believe, from Marshall. He has a familiarity with the defensive coordinator and the defensive back coach. So terminology, especially when these guys were not a part of the spring, you don't have to battle that so much. And I'm really not surprised about the defensive tackle that they got in. If you're a defensive lineman, how would you go anywhere else when your two D-line coaches are combined 20 years in the National Football League and Jason Taylor's in the National Football League Hall of Fame? Where are you going to go and get any better coaching ever? I mean, I don't know anybody that has had two guys that combined that are coaching that position that have had 20 years in the National Football League.
Got some big dudes coming in also here in May. I guess May, the summer, when the summer starts, May, the summer semester. I got some big dudes coming in, some freshmen that will also help that front seven.
Yeah, the depth is the key, and you and I have seen enough great years of the University of Miami where you know at some point you're going to lose somebody or you're going to lose two people. And look, last year they really had to change the whole structure of the defense, right? They had to go from a base 4-3 or 4-2-5, however you want to label it, and then they had to go to, you know, three down front because of injury. So, 85 sounds like a lot, but you've got guys that get hurt, you got guys that get dinged up, you get guys that get you lose them in camp and you can't replace them. So I think it's important to continue to build depth, and they did a great job of that during the spring, and then they'll continue to build depth probably the first 2 weeks of practice, and then it's going to get serious.
Yeah, because the Gators are going to be, you'll be staring at the Gators all summer.
Well, there's nothing I like better. I like that deal. I like it that Miami's opening up with them. I like them that it's at Florida Field. I'd have got no problem with any of it, because you could, when Miami goes up there and they take care of business, that'll set the stage for the whole season. That to me is as good as it gets. And a lot of people who didn't grow up on that rivalry and trying to win a state championship, meaning beat Florida and Florida State, when everybody used to play each other, that was something that was special. That was the winner, the state champion, usually was in the running for the national championship.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see gigantic freshman Justin Scott, 6'5", 310 pounds. We'll see what he does. He's a freshman. He'll be coming in the summer, so part of that front seven that should be improved.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I think the size, you know, you talk about that, Scott, you talk about, you know, his size, and he's got to get in here, he's got to get conditioned. And I think the main thing you do with true freshmen in today's era that come in the summer is you got to first make sure that they're conditioned. And then you got to watch them at practice and make sure that they don't dehydrate, or they know how to manage their body and know how to manage their diet and understand the intensity of practice. And there's a bit of a curve there. And then, you know, the great ones adapt pretty darn quick, and some of them take a little bit longer than others. But everything that I've seen about that guy that you're talking about, we need him to adapt quickly. We need him to be able to give us some reps, because if, you know, whether it's noon or 3:30 or 7 o'clock at night, Florida Field, August 31st, is going to be a cooker.
Get somebody to be as good as Bain was a year ago. There'll be a formidable challenge then on that defensive line. And you know that teams are going to start, and we started to see it. I think it was the North Carolina State game was really the first time we saw it, but it's going to be an all-out this year, not assault on Bain, but their teams are going to game plan for him.
That's why Mezzador's health is so key. You know, it kind of reminds me of, if you got one great receiver, you know, they can control that. Well, if you got one great defensive lineman, you can work the protections to help that. You can keep the tight end in. You can turn the protection that way. You can get the running back on it. But when they come in pairs, whether it's a wide receiver and a great tight end, or a slot and a great wideout, or a defensive two defensive ends, when you have to spread the offense thin to block two explosive players that are proven commodities when it comes time to make a play, it changes the whole dynamic of the offense, and then you really can do some special things on defense.
All right. Well, we'll talk next week more about guys coming in, maybe dive into the schedule a little bit. We got to get Coach Richt on this show at some point if we can. But we're running out of shows, so we'll see. We're done on Memorial Day for the summer.
Remind me. I'll pin down Coach Rick next week. You got to remind me. I'll get that done for you.
All right. I'll be talking to you. Take care.
Okay, buddy.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. joining us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.